The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When our children tell us who they are.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a dinosaur.
It is our job as grown-ups to listen.
I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex more than anything in the world.
And to believe them.
I made my arms short. I chased the neighborhood cats and roared.
Right all the time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound.
Makes me feel the plane is on the cusp of a soft, safe landing.
I mean, where do I start? Like the...
Let's start with Signature Bank. The ninth best performer year to date is SVB Financial.
Every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong.
If that guy ever endorses anything you're doing, move to the Canary Islands. Change your name, because disaster's coming.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And the cheap bastard deal is sold out. That's the bad news. You've missed the last opportunity of the season to take advantage of the two-for-one deal, the half-price gift certificate. The good news is that this deal is still going on. If you go directly to the Nauset Beach Inn's website, just go to NausetBeachInn.com and use promo code Howie23 to book your stay for just $100 a night. And I assume that means before the season gets underway, the normal spring-summer season. But go to the Nauset Beach Inn and you'll see that there are, NausetBeachInn.com, there are still deals available. And it's really a good place. I recommend it highly. 844-500-4242. You know, we're talking about gas stoves in the last hour, and they have made the move. They are going to try to ban after saying it was disinformation. First of all, Richard Trumka Jr., the son of the late boss, pinky ring union boss of the AFL-CIO, he let the cat out of the bag, I think Bloomberg. And then they said, oh, no, you misunderstood. It was misinformation, disinformation. So that was like 2 months ago. So now they're saying, well, you know, we are going to ban, but we're not going to ban gas stoves, just 96% of them. And you're going to be saving big money. Over the course of 10 years, you're going to save $21.59. And, you know, this is just nonsense. These people have got to be defeated at the polls. They've got to be eliminated from the deep state. They have every right to their own religious beliefs that they don't want gas stoves, but they can't tell the rest of us. And people are saying that, you know, in California, when they had these recent snowstorms, when Gavin Newsom decided to take a vacation to Mexico, people were saved in the mountains when there were, you know, historic levels of snowfall. They didn't have any electricity. They didn't have any heat, but they had gas stoves, and it saved them. Guy just texted me from Ashby, where they've lost power in the central part of the state. He's been keeping warm with his gas stove. They want to do away with this for religious reasons. You know, you want to have the sacrament of giving up your gas stove, and it's you know you're going to get some reward in the afterlife, I guess. That's good. Go ahead. Go for it. No one's going to stop you from exercising your religious beliefs, whatever they might be. But the thing is, you don't get to exercise your religious beliefs on those of us who like gas stoves or who don't want to have to go around in the middle of the night looking for a charging station that works or worry about living in a high-rise building that's going to be set on fire because one of the charging stations in the basement catches fire. don't want to have to worry about waiting 5 hours with a line of people who all need an hour or 2 hours to recharge their electric vehicles. That's all. 844-500-4242. Gas stoves are cheaper to run. There's that, too. There's that. But again, they're lying about that. They lie about everything. And the absurdity of their lies is illustrated by the fact that they're touting the alleged savings of $21.59 over a decade. And by the way, the way things are going, how much is $21.59 going to be worth in a decade if the Democrats remain in power? It's going to be worth about 21 cents. 844-500-4242. So the latest bank that was in deep trouble earlier today was First Republic. That's the bank the mailroom manager and I use. We're under the limit, so we weren't all that concerned. But we were concerned that it might be shut down and it might not be open for a while. So we sent out the paychecks to everybody 3 days early this week. One of our workers thought she was actually being fired and was getting the check. No. Would you rather get the check 3 days early or maybe 10 days late? You were going to get the money, but it just might have been a little late. So, according to the news stories now, they've put together a consortium of banks, and they're going to contribute $30 billion. But what I don't understand is, all day Sunday, First Republic was sending out emails on a regular basis telling us that everything was fine. They had plenty of money. They were overcapitalized. And now that was Sunday, and here it is Thursday, and there's a bailout in the works. Here's the headline. Government pushing big banks to rescue First Republic. Race against time to stop confidence crisis. It's a good bank, I must say. It's definitely woke. It's out of San Francisco, and you walk in to go to the ATM, and they have the pictures of people who use the bank. And they just flash. You know how it is. They flash up. We use this. We use this for our transgender playgroup. We use this for our EV charging station for illegal alien. Amputees. I just think to myself, wow, I'm really a member of mine. I'm a straight white male and I use this bank. How the hell did I get it? How'd they even allow me to come into this bank? But that's the way they all are, right? 844-500-40, or most of them now anyway. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 201. It all stems from coward Republicans not calling out global warming as fake. Bring back Rush, please. That's 201. Some people mention it. Holman Jenkins, that column I read yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, he mentioned it, that everything is based on lies. And that the lie of global warming is, number one, that it's a problem. And number two, that you can solve the problem with the crap they're suggesting. All they're suggesting is more government regulation. If the government has more power, somehow, what? There's not going to be any more snow? Really? There's not going to be any more floods? Really? Who's really believing? Who's believing that? I know Democrats have gone from low info voters to no info voters, but you still have, even a no info voter has to understand that paying a higher tax or making your neighbor pay a higher tax is not going to have anything to do with reducing the amount of snow or increasing the amount of snow. 844-500-4242. I just want to go back to the days when there'd be a warm day in the winter and the weatherman would have a smile on his face rather than predicting that the end of the world is nigh. Number one, it's BS. Okay, can't we have some fun? You don't have to wear a heavy coat today. You don't need your mucklucks. Why is that suddenly a tragedy? 844-500-4242, 617. Who pays the staff on a Sunday? We just put through the payroll just because it seemed like it would be, if the bank was shut down, there was going to be a delay in the pay. Why not? That's the kind of good employer that I am. Thank you, Mr. Carr. Everyone can say that together. Thank you, Mr. Carr. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
I mean, what's the problem? What's the problem with a gas stove?
It's fossil fuel. And don't tell me, don't make the logical argument that the electricity for the electric stove is going to come from fossil fuels, because you're not allowed to say that, Dan. You're not allowed to make that logical leap.
I mean, I've had a gas stove in my house for 37 years. It's a hell of a lot cheaper for me to run my gas stove than to turn on the electric baseboard heater to heat the guest room. I can promise you that.
I know. Not to mention, it cooks a lot better, doesn't it?
Much easier to control gas seat. You can really fine-tune it. So when I'm cooking that nice thick steak, you know,
right,
I can really get it to
or even something more ecologically acceptable, like an omelet. An omelet works better, right? Because you can,
yeah,
like you say, you can fine-tune the heat. And I defy anybody to make lo mein on an electric stove. You just can't. It's good, not unless you want everything burnt and sticking. I don't care how much oil you put in the base. It's gonna, the lo mein is gonna get, the pasta is gonna get burnt.
Please.
These people are fools.
They're nuts. They it's because they have too much time on their hands. I never in my life would think that they want to ban gas stoves. It just, I
what it comes down to, Dan? Gas. Dan, people like it. They get it. It really gives them a religious charge. You know, it's like in the old days. You know, when Prohibition, they like stop. You know, booze can hurt a few people, but most people can handle it. They liked taking away a pleasure from people. That's what it's all about. That's all this is. They never admitted in 100 years, but they like to virtue signal. And the other thing is, they have no intention of giving up their gas stoves, just like they have no intention of giving up their private jets, and they have no intention of giving up their private schools, and they have no intention of giving up their gated communities, and they have no intention of giving up their seafront mansions. But they want us to give them up because they feel better about their virtue if they can make us suffer. Because we're not the chosen. That's what I'm saying. It's a religion. We're not saved. 844-500-4242. Bunch of BS here. How many people do you think are that are on those pictures at the First Republic? How many of those people do you think have gas stoves? 92% maybe? Yeah. Yeah. I live in, I have condos now. I don't have a gas stove anymore. Now I know I'll never get on one of those placards for First Republic. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. I've been using it for 3 weeks now. I'm getting a great night's sleep. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping or trying to. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the MyPillow is offering you a buy one, get one special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust my recommendation? Well, if you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always said, self-pity is not good box office.
One of the best indoor sports, feeling sorry for yourself. Sport enjoyed by all, especially the born losers.
Howie Carr.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
The Howie Carr Show.
Remain in your seats, I beg you. We are not children here.
I found it. I found it. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who should be Donald Trump's running mate? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nikki Haley, Carrie Lake, Kristi Noem, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, or Elise Stefanik?
I'm voting for Elise Stefanik. Maybe I'd be different in 2 weeks, but I still remember what you did to Christopher Wray last week, and it was great.
She's now third to last, ahead of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Pence at 7% for Elise Stefanik. 44% say Carrie Lake. 18% say Kristi Noem.
Okay. All right. No one's voting for Nikki Haley, though.
She's at 9%.
I'm surprised it's even that high. 844-500-4242. And, you know, we don't know. It's just there was an AP story about all the people that are already starting to jockey. But, you know, it seems kind of early to me. And Nikki Haley and Tim Scott are supposedly running. And maybe Mike Pence are still running for president. Mike Pence, he's the only one. Mike Pence and Nikki Haley, I don't think they have a chance. Just because Trump doesn't trust them, nor should he. 844-500-4242. This is the Department of Energy's rules. It would impose extreme energy performance standards on residential cooktops. This is the Washington Examiner. The department's proposed rule sets requirements for gas cooktops at the maximum technologically feasible or, quote, max tech, unquote, level. Based on the Department of Energy's own analysis, gas cooktops at the max tech level represent just 4% of current market share and exclude all conventional freestand ranges. So every gas stove in Ashby, where the power's out and they got hit with 3 feet of snow, is not going to be usable. It's for the environment. If you didn't have your gas stove in Ashby, you'd be freezing right now. But they want to take it away because it makes them feel better. Any rule that causes 96% of the products available today to be eliminated from the market is an extreme regulation, says the Washington Examiner. In fact, it is essentially an outright ban on gas stoves. Comically, Biden's Energy Department is justifying this proposed requirement based on estimated savings to the consumer for gas tops of $21.89. I apologize, I said 59 cents. It's 89 cents. Over the next 14 and a half years, which equates to a savings of just $1.50 per year. So a little over a dime a month. People are not willing to trade such substantially decreased functionality and features for minuscule savings. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, in regards to gas stoves, how do you think this is going to hit the restaurants? How do you think that's going to, like, hit all these pub and grubs and these pubs and grills and...
Chinese restaurants.
How do you think it's going to change the outcome of that, you know?
It's going to kill them. When this story first broke, which was then dismissed as disinformation, a lot of real newspapers went to the restaurants and said, "What is this going to do?" And they say it's another kick in the pants of the restaurants. I mean, they've already got to deal with the crazy inflation, the increased minimum wage, the people having less money in their pocket to go to restaurants. Now you're going to do this to them?
Yeah,
And the thing is, not only is it going to cost more, the food is harder to cook. There's gonna be more waste on the food because more of it's gonna be burned. And you know, you don't have to be a gourmet cook to know that. If you've ever cooked on a gas stove as opposed to an electric stove, you know how much better a gas stove is in every way. We'll be right back. We'll keep talking about this. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So we're talking about the latest. You have until April 3rd to comment on the new regulations. I sometimes I just can't believe some of this crap is going through. But I don't even, why are they even introducing it? It's like the reparations in San Francisco. There's no way they can do this. Where are they going to put all these people? Forget the $5 million. You know, the lump sum payment, the $97,000 a year. They're going to give them a house for a buck. Has anyone seen the streets of San Francisco? It's not like the old movies with Carl Malden and Michael Douglas. It's the streets of San Francisco. It's like Bum Central. It's Bidenville. Bidenville's everywhere. Where are they going to put everybody in these dollar houses? 844-500-4242. And all these Democrats, it's all scams all the time. How about this? You know this guy, Dan Goldman? He was one of the impeachment lawyers. Now he's a freshman Democrat rep. He's from the Levi Strauss fortune. He's worth like $60 to $200 million. And he said he's proud to he's a congressman from Manhattan. I'm proud to co-sponsor the billionaire minimum income tax as a long overdue piece of legislation that will level the playing field, incentivize investment in the economy, and expand opportunities for underserved. So he's sponsoring higher taxes. Turns out that it's just come to everyone's attention that he founded a foundation that has $32 million in investments in the Cayman Islands, a renowned haven for wealthy individuals and corporations seeking to relieve tax burdens. The organization was founded in 2012 by Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman of New York. So he's trying to set up a foundation for his family that doesn't have to pay heavy taxes, but he wants you and me to pay heavier taxes because the billionaire minimum income tax is not just for billionaires. I got some bad news for everybody who believes the hype. You know, I never heard of the Grand Cayman Islands until maybe 20 years ago. You know how I heard of it? You know who opened an account there? A guy by the name of Stevie Fleming. That's the kind of people that have, not everybody, but people like Stevie Fleming are attracted to the Grand Cayman Islands. And people like the Goldmans are attracted because they want to save money. But, you know, the difference between Dan Goldman and Stevie Fleming never tried to raise your taxes. He might have tried to kill you, but he didn't try to raise your taxes. Goldman, 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. I have a question. How come I never heard anybody speaking of Signature Bank and SVB dumping their stock and paying out their bonuses the day before things went downhill? Isn't that inside trading?
It would certainly seem to be insider trading, but you know, Ernest, you forgot that these people are all Democrats. You don't expect Democrats to have to abide by the same rules as everybody else, do you?
This is true.
And the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank is a lesbian named Mary Daly, who is a protege of Janet Yellen, And there were also on the board of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank was one Mr. Greg Becker. And Greg Becker was the president of SVB, who himself sold millions of dollars worth of stock in the weeks leading up to the failure of the bank. And I'm sure he was a good Democrat. Thanks for the call. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie. Hey, with these gas stoves, the reason why they want to get rid of them, I think in part, and I'm serious about this, is they can control you better if you're on the electric grid. You know, if your social media scores don't add up, if you don't do as, you know, if you don't behave, they can shut off your electricity, they can limit it. It's a lot harder to do that with gas.
That's really a paranoid thing for you to say, Scott, but I'm sorry, I just didn't think of it before you did.
I've become very paranoid at my old age.
Because, you know, again, people are texting in and they're saying, I'm stuck. I don't have any power. I lost my power in the storm yesterday, but I still have heat because I have a gas stove. And this isn't just happening in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. This is happening across the country. Same thing in California in the mountains. Why would you want to give up an alternate source of heat? And don't tell me it's because you don't have to worry about snow anymore because of global warming. You know, no one's buying that anymore. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Howie, I just wanted to go back to this electric thing. You know, about 30, 35 years ago, Bangor Hydro, when it still existed in Maine, had a big push going on for all electric homes. Well, a buddy of mine fell for that and built a new home in that time frame. And you want to talk about the angriest man alive after 2 years of being on that Bangor Hydro deal. He said his heating bills and his electric bills were through the roof. He could not believe it. And, boy, he wanted to kill somebody for what they talked him into. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to sell us on it's going to be cheaper to do all this electric stuff. And it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know. And what makes them think that there's going to be this this sudden technological advance? We've been trying to switch over to wind and solar for all these decades, and now they're saying we have to go all off fossil fuel by 2035 or 2050. So what makes them think they're going to make these technological advances that are going to get us off of fossil fuels and make it possible for us to rely solely on solar and wind. It's not going to happen. What are we going to do? I mean, it can't be done. It can't be done. 844-500-4242. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, I've enjoyed your show for 30 years, and you're the best, man. I got bad news for everyone. I'm in the industry, and it is an absolute fact. The stoves is just phase one. Phase two is the gas hot water heater. Phase three is the gas heat. Those all need to be phased out because what they're phasing in right now is internet-controlled thermostats for electric heat. An electric power, and you're going to get X amount of kilowatts per day, Howie. So your family is not going to be taking 15-minute showers. They're going to get a one-minute shower, so they're not burning up all that kilowatt of power. It's all about eliminating options, people being, and we now have, my colleagues are selling people memberships in to solar community. And even the town that they're in doesn't have solar community. It's okay. Taxpayers are going to subsidize that, and the beat goes on. You mark my words, folks. You need to fight like the third monkey on Noah's Ark. You got to fight these people because they're coming for you.
You know, I'm familiar with the concept, Victor, of concierge doctors. You know, you don't want to screw around with, you know, Medicare and all that stuff or any kind of insurance. So you spend extra dough every year to get a concierge doctor. I would go for concierge power, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Billy Bowen.
Is concierge power going to be available? Is there going to be black market electricity available?
Whitey's in charge of it.
That's the thing. It doesn't, you know, whenever you have a black market, it's going to be racketeers. You know, they may be wearing a tie. They may speak with an Ivy League accent, but they're gangsters. You know, the only way you cannot have gangsters is with a free market, and that's what the Democrats understand. And the Democrats have become gangsters. They maybe some of them always were gangsters, but most of them weren't. Now they all just want to muscle in and take over and shut you up and shut me up. They're not Democrats. Today's Democrat Party is not, as Chris Plant likes to say. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that last caller that just called, he just hit the nail right on the head and just drove it home, because this is just the beginning. Right now we're talking about stoves. It's going to be refrigerators. It is going to be your dryers. It's 100% about control. Remember those smart meters we put on our homes? Anything that says smart on it is just the opposite. It's all about watching the eye, the big eye that watches all of us. And that's all about it. It's all about control. I mean, I hate to be that guy. I mean, I hate to be everything conspiracy, but everything we talk about, it's always called a conspiracy. When we first mentioned this about a month ago, what'd they all say? What did all the big talking heads say? Oh, that's
it was
conspiracy.
Disinformation.
That's conspiracy.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. And they said it. They said it. And then when it got out and people were appalled that they wanted to ban gas stoves, they said it was a lie. And now it turns out it's not a lie. How many times have we been through this, Alan?
I know. That's what I mean. It seems to be happening a lot. And that last caller is exactly right. Anything with smart on it, anything like that. I mean, I hate to be the conspiracy guy, but like you said, we've been using gas stoves forever. You know who uses gas? People that live off the grid. You know what that's going to do? People live off the grid. It's going to drive them into cities. And that's what they want. They don't want us living out in the woods. They don't want us living on our own. That's the big thing about being a conservative. You're self-reliant, and they can't stand that.
No, they can't. They definitely cannot. You're absolutely right, Alan. Thanks for the call. The BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is back. For 1 week, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier buy one, get one sale is on again. Winter is still here, which means doors and windows are shut. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, and pet owners. I told you about it. The mailroom manager was back in Massachusetts this week. She got a rental car, and it had smoke odors in it from people using cigarettes, even though they're not supposed to anymore, in the rental cars. And she needed it. It smelled terrible, she said. So she got a thunderstorm out of the studio and plugged it into the cigarette lighter, and it took care of the odors in the car. And those odors are tough, as you all know. This offer is for 1 week only. Many listeners and friends of the show, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. You know, it's a lot better than a candle. You know, you get a candle that sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, and you know, this is just a lot easier. Just keep it going all the time, and you never have to worry about a smell. It always smells fresh, too. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm in Bridgewater. They installed a smart water meter. Had the town email me because my water was running for over a half an hour, sprinkler, and my wife taking a long shower. Then the water commissioner sent me a letter threatening to fine me and shut my water off. Talk about Big Brother. That's in Bridgewater. I mean, I could see that in Cambridge, you know, where people go along with that kind of BS, you know. But how many climate change believers are there in Bridgewater? But they're running town hall, apparently. That's the thing. These people get into, they burrow themselves into the bureaucracies, wherever they are. Academia, municipal government, state, federal, et cetera, corporations. And normal people, we try to just go about our business, live our lives. Yeah, but they're coming after. They won't leave us alone. All we ask is to be left alone. 844-500-4242. Up here in New Hampshire, we have propane and gas power generators. You can't get them in California anymore. I suppose they're next. Yeah, get some extra ones up there in the live free or die state. 781. Like many people, I live in a condo. It's all electric. Every time there's a storm or a windstorm. My biggest fear is losing electricity because I lose everything. No, you're right. I live in a condo as well, and I know exactly what you mean. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. Brian from Maine. I was wondering, does Howie Carr's Honest Howie's there, do they give out loans for 2,500-gallon propane tanks like Obama has?
Honest Howie does not operate a bank yet, but maybe I should buy First Republic and take it over and put some straight white people on the on some of the billboards. But yeah, how much is his propane tank on Martha's Vineyard?
How many? It's like 2,500 gallons, I think.
25. That's a lot, isn't it?
The, yeah, isn't that's what he, everybody said. It's almost like
why new, he's got a you know he's got like a lot something. Of he's got a huge lawn. I'm sure it's terrible to keep that lawn watered in the summertime. Why doesn't he just install solar panels there?
That's enough to sink the island if it ever goes up.
how about some giant wind turbines, some windmills? You know, and then they could kill all the seabirds. You know, that's what Ted Kennedy was always complaining about. You know, when they were talking about putting windmills up in the up in the Sound between Hyannisport and Nantucket. He said, "We can't whatever kill the birds." I always said, "Just put a licensed establishment on the windmill, and then he'll be sailing out there every day." 84. Thanks for the call, Brian. Maddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maddie.
Howie, sorry. Long time listener. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a licensed electrician, and we put a lot of EV chargers in houses these days.
Yes.
A lot of the houses we go to only have 100 amp service. I'm talking Newton, Brookline, Weston, Wayland, et cetera. The
beautiful people land.
Yes. So these new EV chargers that they give you at the dealership run off 120 volts. The 120 volts to get a full charge in your car can take up to 24 hours. So we come in and we give them a 240 volt charger, and it takes 50 amps out of the 100 amps. So we have to tell them, while you're charging your car, you cannot run your dryer.
I get the message. As if I hadn't gotten the message decades earlier. Don't buy electric until you don't have a choice. And make sure you have a choice.